Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stephen D. Podcast. You're listening to episode number 22. And by the way, I'm your new host, but you can still call me Stephen D. I'm choosing not to give you my true identity because even though I'm talking to myself, I'm being told that there's a place that can hear me called the Internets. I don't really know what this is, but supposedly they can hear what I'm saying, and I don't know any of them.
You know what? That announcement was brought to you by Carter Tim and Sam Tooby and Alec Olson, but especially the first two who fully endorsed my usage of that voice. And with that, here's your serious welcome to the Stephen D. Podcast. It's great to be here as usual. And this is actually episode 21. He got it wrong. But don't blame him. He doesn't even know what the internet is. I'm surprised. Oh, man. Well, I hope everyone's having a good Saturday morning, because I certainly am. If you're not listening to this on Saturday morning, I hope you're having a good whatever day it is for you. So, all right, I'm just getting things ready, you know. There we go. All righty. Just had to make sure my stream is working. And it is. Yeah. Alright. So, as usual, I will be using the Skype and Twitter for communication today. However, I'm opening the Discord again. Yes, I'm for real opening the Discord. So, as Smoke said, I can't believe it. Alright. And I will be checking these often. Hi, Velchko. How's it going, bro? And for those who need a reminder, the Twitter for the podcast is at Stephen D. Podcast. All right. So, I'm actually pretty excited. In a couple of weeks, I might be streaming from a new location. I might actually have a stream URL at StephenD.net, because I'm in the process of migrating my website over to DigitalOcean because WordPress.com just isn't really cutting it for me anymore. I mean, it was inevitable. WordPress is still a good host if you're just hosting, like, a personal blog, maybe a podcast, and you're not too technical. But, you know, I'm a technically oriented person, so, yeah, it doesn't hold up to my needs. And even if I wanted it to hold up to my needs, I would have to pay $25 a month and I still wouldn't be getting everything I wanted. So I just decided, you know what, I'll set up a droplet. I have friends who will help me if I need it. So let's do this. And so yeah, I have a droplet now and I'm gonna begin the process of migrating the site's content and domain over to it next week. But I'm gonna leave things the way they are as long as possible so that you guys will have a chance to download this podcast. My current blog followers will get a chance to learn the new changes, because I think I might lose all my followers. I don't know. Without further ado, Hunter is actually already open. Yeah, normally I'd let you hear the obligatory introduction to the game, blah, 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 whatever, but good thing about Hunter is I could load it up before the stream, and it's just going to be sitting in the background, not making any noise until I focus on it. I like that. So, basically, the premise of Hunter is that you're a hunter trying to get through, like, a bunch of different levels, and I forget what your what the place you're trying to get to is called, because I didn't really read the storyline. But basically, we're going to do a whole bunch of unnecessarily hard shit that apparently needs to be done to get to this stupid place. And now, I'm not going to try to complete the entire game, because in this game, you die too many times and the game's over. Like, that's just how it works.
3, 2, 1. Return to the menu. Learn game sounds.
Yeah, this is where we were at. So, let's check out what we have in the main menu.
Post, quick, start, adventure.
We, of course, have the start game.
Random adventure.
If we play a random adventure, for some reason that's available even though I haven't beaten the game. The random adventure will just grab a random level and let me play it.
Test speaker settings.
And here, of course, is testing speakers.
Left. Right.
Thank you.
If your speaker settings are correct, that's fine. Speaker settings, saved. Test speaker settings. Learn game sounds.
From the good old days where audio games let you switch your speaker orientation. So, here we have the learned game sounds, and these are actually divided up into the levels since they're so different. So, I won't go through these right now because I...
Final view. Post quick game.
Basically, I'd have to go through it for each level.
Finals learn. Post-score,
and
BSC games, view top,
then I'd
score.
Have to explain each level while I was going through the sounds.
Post-score, all right. Quick, start, adventure. Use your up and down arrow keys to select your difficulty, then press enter. Easy.
So when you hit start, you have three different difficulties.
Normal, insane, easy.
We're gonna play on the normal difficulty. I never usually play the easy one.
Entering jungle,
everybody. And the game has to stop and load. Oh, there we go. So in this level, what you do... Oh, nice pause music. Is you have to target animals with the left and right arrows, press the up arrow to lock on, and then hit the control key to launch your dart a certain number of times, and then they die. Also, though... there are a few different hazards you have to watch out for. One is a voodoo doctor, and if you hear him coming, you have to hit the space bar several times to climb up into a tree, wait for him to pass, and then get out. Also, a snake can sometimes hang from the tree, and if you hear him, you have to rapidly hit the enter key to cut his head off with a machete. So, that's what you gotta do. Here's an animal, and you heard that... Whoa. You heard that. That means I was locked on to him, and I could shoot him. Voodoo Doctor! That noise is the Voodoo Doctor and an elephant. Oh, I died. I jumped off the tree too soon. That's not a good sign, you guys. Whoa! Go away, Voodoo Doctor. Okay, he's gone. Go kill an elephant. Hey, Liam, you might have punched a monkey, but I just shot one with a dart.
Points.
That happened really fast. I just had to cut the machete, or the snake's head off with the... Whoa! He got me. This is not going well for me. Hey, get back here. Thank you. Okay, I'm up in the tree. I hate this voodoo doctor. He interrupts my flow. Here's my monkey. We'll call him Arnold. Come here, Arnold. Snake. And you gotta be really fast with that snake or he will kill you. Oh, what?
Hey.
Oh, I finished the jungle. That's what happened.
Yeah.
All right. Level one is complete, you guys. So, here we are in the swamp. Now, you didn't hear it say that because I was checking messages, but this is the swamp walk. Now, what we have to do in here, it's really annoying. We have to walk through a swamp, holding the up arrow, and ever so often there will be geysers, and we have to use the left and right to swerve around them. And also, we can fall into deep pits of water, and if that happens, gotta press the up arrow really fast and try to get across. And there are waterfalls. Jesus, man. Oh, wait, no, wait. I can't remember. Are the waterfalls in this level? I don't know. Anyway. So, start walking. We got a geyser there. Tapping on that up arrow. Deep water! And what that means is we got through the deep water when you hear that breathing, but you have to jam that up arrow fast. Okay, waterfall. Move to the left. Hey, what? I did.
Game over.
Oh.
Your final score is
7,111 points.
This is why we very likely won't make it through the entire game, you guys, which is... that's not my plan, you know. If we do, awesome. If not, you know, it's fine. But, oh my god, man.
Ramp, start adventure. Use your up and down. Return level.
I got killed by a waterfall, so I have to freaking play the jungle again. You gotta be kidding me. I lost all three of my lives. That's okay. Not this time. Come here. Come here, Arnold.
It's kind of funny how those animals never attack you. It's always just...
Oh. Spoke too soon. That sounds like a frog. I don't know what that is. By the way, what does this stupid voodoo doctor have against me? Shut up. Kill that snake. Those snakes are so sneaky. Okay, I'm in the tree. So you gotta hit space until you hear it go, and that means you get out of the tree. Bye. Hey. Get back here. Stupid snake. I was trying to kill something. How rude. Here's our voodoo doctor. God, man. Arnold, did you tell him where I was? They're getting away. No. Bye. Level complete, and I never died. Coke. It's never too early for a Coke. All right, let's see. Come on. You can do this. Oh, here we go. Here's the jungle, or the swamp. Hey, what even? Oh, it's a geyser. Okay, deep water. Come on, you can do this. You can do this.
You're watering.
Waterfall. Oh, so it chases you. You have to press either the left or right arrow and just rapidly keep tapping it so that the waterfall doesn't catch up. That's cool. Sorry, I just kept dying in this. Whoa! Come on, come on, come on!
Come on!
Get out of this! There you go. No! Oh my god, there's another waterfall? Jeez, man. Why do I have to walk through this piece of crap? Swamp? Swim. My arm is getting tired, too. You gotta be really fast on the keyboard. Really? You are an evil bastard. Oh god. I accidentally went to the system menu. Thankfully that waterfall... Oh, there's another one. Oh, dude. That... That sucked. I thought it was going to make me restart.
Exiting swamp.
Yes! Yes! Okay. There we go. That was intense. My arm, it hurts. Okay, let me check up on what level this is, because I believe... Oh, this is the fishing level. Yes, yes, yes. So, what we have to do on this is, when we hear a fish coming by, we have to press the control key to cast the net. And then, we have to press space if we catch a fish. And we'll know we'll catch a fish because we hear someone laughing. So, we press space to reel it back in. And then... do it all again. Even if we miss a fish, though, we still have to reel our net back in. And ever so often, we're gonna anger this crocodile because we're stealing all of his food, you know? And he's gonna try to eat me, so I have to run backwards and wait for him to pass.
Oh, well, I once shot a crocodile with a harpoon from 30 yards away.
That's not that impressive. But let's continue. Let's continue this level. Come here. So as you can hear, we're waiting for him to get into the center. Press the control, then space. Control, space. Control, space. Oh God. Crocodile. Down arrow. Up arrow. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry I wasn't able to talk as much in that level. So basically what happened there was that I had to keep catching fish and they were coming at me really fast. And essentially if you didn't, if you hear the crocodile, you had to run backwards and wait till you stopped hearing him, and then run back forward. Unfortunately, though, this caused me to miss some of the fish, because they're going by so fast. And so each time you heard that strange noise, that was a fish crossing the screen all the way, meaning he got away from, I'm not going to catch him. So I had to catch a minimum of, like, what is it? 30 or 40 fish in order to pass that level, and if I didn't, I would have failed it. So I could not talk because they were coming so fast. Whew. Just checking some messages. Unfortunately, you guys know every time I check them because it does interrupt the game. Okay, here we go. This next level... is the Napa Bugs level. And what you have to do here... is target bugs... and press the control key to shoot them, or else they're gonna sting you. And as you can hear with that beep, it indicates that I'm targeting a bug. Oh my god. Dude. I can't keep up. Okay, that wasn't too bad. You just have to be really fast again. That's the key to this game, is you have to have good reflexes, or they're gonna get you. Thankfully, it beeps to let you know that you're targeting something. Now, this here is the canoe ride, and essentially, we have to avoid getting hit by rocks. So we have to lasso rocks by tapping the left and right arrow, and then we have to cast our rope with the control key to lasso the rock and swing past it. So this is probably going to be another level of fast reflexes. And we can't hit the crocodiles either. And so in order to avoid the crocodile, we have to listen for our scream and press the space bar to avoid him. So yeah, very peaceful little ride. Okay. Okay. And it doesn't help that you can't just line up with it and stay there, because your canoe moves around. Gotta hit that space bar. Oh god. Hey. There we go. So, you hear that rock there? Control. Come on, crocodile, come back. All right. Ooh. Got him. Oh, here he is. Spacebar. Oh, shit. I lost a life. But let's see. Level complete. All right. Next one is Valley of the Tigers, and in this, gotta run across the. Oh my god. We gotta run across the valley with tigers in it and press left and right arrow to avoid the ones coming at you, like to swerve around them. You can't hold down the left or right arrows, of course. And they can come at me in groups, meaning I'd have to run in between the two or three. Oh boy, this is gonna be fun. And then there's a rhino. Oh my god. When he gets close enough to me, I have to I have to press control key to jump over him. So yeah, we have all these tigers and then the rhino that just keeps messing around.
Random.
Wait.
Start adventure.
I died? What? No! Oh, I died while I was off checking message. Oh my god, man. I only had one life left and I lost it while I was... Oh my god, man. That sucks. Because...
Post view final turn. Test speak random adventure.
No, I can't even... Oh, man. Dude, that sucks. Wow. Okay. Okay. So...
Start adventure.
I'm going to play through these really fast, and if I die again, I'm probably going to end.
Use your up and down arrow. Easy. Normal.
Okay. These levels aren't too long, so I guess I can afford to restart one more time, but since I'm restarting, I'm not going to re-explain them. Man, that's terrible. I cannot believe I died because I went away and decided to check messages and the level started without me. I should have just waited and then paused it. Oh my god, that's classic. God, man. I hope this podcast doesn't last too long, but it shouldn't, because like I said, if I have to restart again, I'll end it there, but I figured that since this is only 30 minutes in, I would go ahead and just speed through the first couple of levels again. But unfortunately, this game just doesn't have a save feature. Like the other ones, like, you know, Awesome Homer technically shouldn't have either, but it just didn't care if you died or not, so you could endlessly restart from where you died from. Well, Hunter's not that way. In this one, you actually game over if you die too many times, and there's nothing you can do about it. Why? Why? Okay, at least it doesn't restart your entire level like I thought it did. Okay. So I've already lost one life. This isn't looking too good. But, I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to try. It may very well be that I don't get... Okay. Get past that geyser. Deep water. Thank you. Whoa. That was way too close for comfort. There is no time to waste. Whoa. Okay, there we go. I love how you can start swimming through the deep water before you land in it. Like, before it makes the actual splashing noise. Dude, what? I was doing perfectly fine. Way too close. Way too close. Proceed with caution. Something tells me we're not gonna make it back to level 6. I just don't think it's gonna happen. Thank you. Why did you have to waterfall me right in front of the geyser? Why? Now I have to left arrow past the stupid ass geyser. So I'm averaging one death per level, meaning I expect that the entire game will be over on this level. Our second run through, by the way, because, you know, checking messages. Okay. Fishing again. No. No. Hey! Yep. There we go. Game over.
Game over. Your final
score
is
my success rate
11,339 points.
Yeah.
Start adventure. Final learn plus random adventure.
Now, since I did die again, I don't think I'm gonna restart because that'll just get annoying.
Start random adventure.
See, but we can try this.
User up and down arrow. Easy.
Let's try a random adventure on insane.
Insane.
Valley of the Tigers.
Valley of the Tigers. This is level 6, you guys. This is the level I died on last time. How funny isn't it that we get to play level 6? Hey, I went. Hey. Yeah, this is. Oh my god.
Game over.
Don't listen to this.
Your final score is...
So, that was the level points. It was like, hey, if there are two random tigers, adventure. You can go between them. Yeah, no you can't.
Use your up and down arrow key. Easy. Final level.
Oh dear god. This is the final level. I've never even played it. Let me... Oh my god, man. Yeah, so this is the vine level. So we have to swing across this vine to grab the up arrow, or to grab the vine, we use the up arrow when we think we can, and then when we think we're across the waterfall, use the down arrow. Hey! Move too fast for me. Oh my god. Yeah. So as
your
you can see...
0 points.
I'm not...
Random.
That sucks. I'm not prepared to play that, especially an insane level. Well, I mean, we didn't even get past level 6 today. Let's see, what time is it?
10:45 a.m.
Test speaker
10:45. Sounds. We've been going for 45 minutes, which, contrary to our BK3 streams, is actually the average length of one of these. And I do actually have some things that I need to get done today. I'm leaving in an hour for goalball practice, and I need to get ready for that, but also, there's not much else to show here. I could try and play through this again, but I'm not going to, because that would just get boring, and yeah. So, yay for not having a save feature, I guess.
Final score. View top 10 scores. Post score, the BSC. View user up 20. Return to me.
23,219 points.
That's my highest score, and I think that's the score I got today.
Return view top post score quick game.
Oh well.
Exiting game.
Get out of here. Whoops. What? Oh, that's what I meant. Well, sorry for the short stream, but I wasn't really expecting to have a long one, and I figured that this would be the perfect weekend to do it, since I had to kind of jam this one in here at 10 a.m. It's too early. Actually, not really. I actually kind of like having an early stream, because basically, I feel like I'm more calm in the morning. I feel like I'm more calm and focused. Like, normally when I'm about to get the stream ready, I tend to scramble around. Yeah, I know. You're probably wondering about that game. But I tend to scramble around and get stuff ready and then fumble and not have everything at the actual start time, because I'm just frantically alt-tabbing through windows trying to remember what the right thing is to do. But yeah. Anyway, hopefully the next game I play, which I'm thinking about making that Audio Wizards, by the way, I'm probably going to postpone BK3 until the stream after that, because I wanted to play Audio Wizards, I just couldn't yet. But hopefully that game doesn't, I don't die so spectacularly in there. I really wanted to get through the rest of Hunter, because the vine level was a really challenging one that I knew would make me rage. I mean, technically we did get to play it anyway, but it wasn't in the proper order. We didn't get to check out the other three levels, 7 through 9. But dude, I don't know. That's a fun game, but it is pretty hard. And I really wish that they had, like, a save so that if you died, and ended the game, you could be like, no, that's not how it works. I'm gonna play from level 6 again. But no, if you die, you're dead. So that's not a game that you can just complete in one go like some of the other ones around here. Well, I guess that's about it. And as usual, if you have a comment on this episode or any other ones or a suggestion for a future episode, go to stephend.net/podcast and hit the write-in button, and you will be able to submit those to me. Same if you want to join the Skype group. And if you want to follow the Twitter, it's at stephend.podcast. And you can also join the Discord. So one last thing is, if you can and you have the means to, and if you would like to donate to the Stephen D. Podcast, you can do that as well. Donations will go towards buying new games and or anything I may need for the podcast, first priority. So, yeah. That's about all I got. Unfortunately. Again, sorry about the short stream, but I think it worked out.